Kilayim Perk Test Mishnah Vav 9-6. Tofrei Ksus. People who sew garments. Tailors. Tofrin Kadarkan. They, like the previous Mishnah, are allowed to sew these garments in their normal way. That is to say, even though, let's say, they're sewing a jacket, and the jacket is going to be, as they're sewing it, part of the jacket is on top of their lap, and the jacket, let's say, is shatnas. So there's not a problem with the shatnas jacket being on their lap, because they're not wearing it. Ulbavad provided that, since it's upon him, shelo yiskavnu b'chama b'nei chama, they're not having intention to take refuge from the heat or the direct sunlight by covering their legs, v'uvagasham b'nei gashamim, or in the wet, cold weather, from taking refuge from the cold. So if they're not getting a benefit from the thing they're sewing being on their lap, it's okay because they're neither wearing it nor having it come upon them and conferring the benefits that clothing normally convey. That being the case, atznuim, there are those, like the previous mission, those who are particularly careful regarding halacha, that tofen ba'aretz, since they're anyways sewing on the floor, they'll be careful to have the whole garment that shanis not be on their lap, just there's no chance of having themselves having shanis upon their leg or lap. There's nothing about the aretz being, the floor being significant here. If they'd be sewing at a table, the mission would have said, if they're sewing on a table, then the jacket should be on the table, not on their lap. But it seems that that was just the normal way to do things, to be sitting on the floor. In any case, this Mishnah is the lach, like the previous Mishnah, that indeed, if you have something upon you, but you're not getting hana from it, and you don't intend to get the benefits of what clothing confer, then it is indeed permissible.